What? There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds?
Nope, more like the pair of nerds. Hey, it's me, once again, CampNerds.com, along with my co-host...
Superman Rooster!
That's right! How's it going, Superman Rooster?
Fantastic.
That's good for you. I told you about my little whimpering.
Yes, oh, man. I cried a little too.
Oh man, having no job is so boring. This has always been like a dream to not be working.
That's what I was going to say. Doesn't everyone not want to have a job?
Everyone wants to have a job, but no one wants to work.
But they want the money.
You want the money, exactly. But right now it's summer, I'm going back to school, and every job I'm looking at is like, full time, bitch. And I'm like, well, I need part time, bitch.
It's hot.
It is hot. Wait, what? Are you hot right now?
The summer. No, not right now.
Oh, I am, because I'm drinking green tea with milk in it. Hey, oh, wait, oh, wait. So how was your weekend? Doing anything interesting?
You.
Arrgh.
No, just absolutely nothing except my birthday party yesterday.
Woo! It was your birthday yesterday. Good for you.
23.
Woo! 23 years
so
old.
So young. You're young, too.
I am young. I'm actually younger than you. I'm the youngest one out of our group of friends.
That's right.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. This weekend I got drunk on Saturday. I don't drink that much anymore. And I got drunk and started singing Summer Lovin' on karaoke. Summer Lovin'.
Such a filthy song. At least that's what you told me.
When I was reading the words, when a girl sings, she says, "He walked by and got my suit damp." That bitch was wet, yo. Shit. Ain't nothing but chicken wing.
That was gross. I didn't see it that way.
Okay. Well, anyway, so what's here on the agenda for this week? We're going to be talking about new releases, like we always do, because, what, this podcast 22?
22.
Possibly, I can't remember.
Come on, is there anything good coming out?
We'll get to that in a second. We're also going to be talking about news. We're also going to be talking about the movie Inception, which I watched. What were you about to say?
I don't know. I maybe we should let you go into it a little bit before I say
I was going to say, Inception, the people who love this movie are the same people who like the PS3. Like, who? There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong.
They love it, and that's it.
You know what it was? Just didn't get it.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say, but I'm like, wait, you didn't say anything.
So that's exactly it. We're also going to be talking about a top 10, which was written by one of our readers, E. Weasel. He wrote a little, it's not to be taken serious. It's a little top 10 on the things he hates about Modern Warfare 2.
Everything.
Some things we agree with and some things we don't. And we're also going to be talking about birthdays on the last segment, which will be short. This will be another short podcast, probably be an hour. I always say that.
Unless they have good games coming out, then we could talk about that all day.
Well, let's find out what games are coming out this week now, shall we?
Yes.
All right, so Castlevania Harmony of Despair on Xbox Live. I want to play this game.
Do you?
Yeah, I like it. It's a 2D Castlevania game.
So, like,
Oh, by the way, it's Tuesday, so it's August 1st. So the games are coming out today.
It's August 3rd.
What?
My birthday was yesterday.
Wow. My head. Oh, wait. Yeah, today's August 3rd. That's right. Okay, so these games are released on August 1st. Or the week of August. Shut up. I'm confused.
Sunday.
So, yeah. Yes. So, anyway, Sunday. It's Castlevania Harmony of the Spirits out on Xbox Live, which, again, I want to get it. It's like $15.
It's coming out tomorrow.
It's already out.
Tomorrow. Today's the 3rd.
What?
What?
Oh, August 4th. Yeah, I got you. Jesus Christ. But there's online multiplayer on it as well.
Ooh.
You like the original Castlevanias, right?
Yeah.
I hate the 3D
I always
ones.
Played it on the, not the DS, the, what is it, the clamshell one. You know what? Come on.
Game Boy Advance?
Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
Game Boy Advance.
I don't care about the Castlevania storyline, nor do I care.
No one does.
Yeah, I just like, it's
you
a
You kill
fun
zombies
game.
And mummies and vampires and what? You kill everything.
That's about it. Superstars V8 Racing on Xbox 360, PS3, and PC.
I'm not a racing fan.
I'm not either, but I like Forza 3. Or I like Forza.
I don't think playing racing games on the PC is... I don't think PC is meant for racing games. Sure, you could buy the whole like steering wheel and gas pedal and shifters.
So it's for porn and just porn?
Yeah,
right,
pretty much. And StarCraft 2.
Monster Rancher on DS. I don't know...
I used to play this.
I don't know. Is this the thing where you could like...
You could put your own CDs and create
monsters
based on it?
Yes.
I created an awesome monster... He had no lower body. It was all upper body strength, huge arms, from my dad's Celine Dion CD.
That's
fucking awesome.
I'm surprised you just come up with Celine Dion. So this one, it says...
That was Celine Dion.
High five. Are you calling her ugly? This says here, recite your favorite word or draw a silly picture and see what monster is created. So you create your own monsters, I guess?
I guess you make a word.
And then you put it on Wi-Fi and then people will share it like that?
Maybe. I guess if you say, like, you know, it probably says, enter voice now, and you're like, vagina, and then, like, a penis pops out, and it's like, it's not what I want, but I'll take it.
Disney Sing It. Family hits on PS3 Nintendo Wii. I fucking hate these things.
Oh, my Lord.
What?
It's like all the Disney songs.
Yeah, actually,
that doesn't seem bad, but then you gotta buy a microphone.
But unless you have the Rock Band stuff.
But I don't know if that works. Do you have a Rock Band stuff?
No. You! Hey! We saw you last week.
Hey, hey.
Chuck E. Cheese party game. What the hell? I thought you came out last week.
It's been delayed.
So Chuck E. Cheese party game is coming out again this
expansion,
week.
Expansion, maybe?
No, God, no.
It was they installed the new arcade machine.
God, that's terrible. NFL 2011, Angry Pigs, doesn't say where it's from. Wow, nothing this week except for Castlevania. That's the only thing I'm looking forward this week. Wow, games suck now.
I know, it's like the movies. You get that one good movie.
And that's about
once
it.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
And I think mine, Toy Story 3.
Toy Story, I still say Toy Story 3 year. Is the movie of the year.
But the year's not over.
Yeah, but it's...
Actually, The Expendables is coming out very, very soon.
Ooh, Expendables. We gotta watch that. Actually, yeah. I borrowed the Rocky movies from you.
That's right. I had to open it in the prestige premiere.
I've been watching a lot of Arrested Development lately. Ever watch that show?
No, but dude, I heard it was funny.
Dude, it's fucking hilarious.
Is that where the guy dressed up as a blue man?
Yeah. Okay. He's like, I just blew myself.
Yeah.
And they're like, you gotta, there has to be a better way to say that.
And then it's the last I've heard of that show.
Yeah, it's such a great show. But yeah, that's all there is for new releases.
Boring.
Yeah, boring. That was a good Simpsons thing I did. What?
Huh?
What? Anyways, up next we're gonna be talking about news. Not a lot happened, so I'm nitpicking.
Yeah.
Hey, nerds, Max here.
And Rooster.
And we need your help! Help promote us to all your friends.
Subscribe and rate our podcast.
Follow us on Twitter.
Visit our YouTube channel.
We need more support.
Please.
Support. Actually, we've been getting a lot of hits lately.
I know.
People.
So do we still need their support?
We need as much support as possible. People still read our stuff, apparently, now there's so much stuff up there,
now
I guess.
That Microsoft has stopped funding us, what are we going to do?
Sorry about that rant last week, by the way.
It made you a better person.
All right. I got my handy notebook here with all the news coming out, or that came out.
Tell me more.
Does she have a big head?
Tell me more.
Did she make you look dead?
Anyways. Seriously, tell me more.
All right, I will. The news sucks again. Nothing happened, really, so again, nitpicking. WWE SmackDown. You know we're off to a good start when I start off with WWE SmackDown.
When it's no longer WWF, that's how you know it's wrong.
You know why it's not called WWF? Because
of World Wildlife
Yes, Foundation. Which is fucking stupid because WWF...
They've been together for like 18 years, but then they decided...
They wanted WWF.com. The whole thing started because
I would have given them WWF.com. To keep WWF the wrestling, I would have said, you know what, fine. Take WWF.com because I know you guys are going to win this lawsuit.
Yeah.
We'll just name ours, you know, WWF. Wrestling...
World Wrestling Federation.com. You know, it used to be Worldwide Wrestling Federation. It used to be WWF originally.
Some people were like, what? Isn't worldwide one word?
What is going on?
Like, probably.
Yeah, I miss WWF. Remember when they were there?
That's when it was good.
Yeah. Well, it was never good. We're just young.
But that's when we were. That's when we were.
I remember when the slogan, when they got rid of the F, it was like, get the F L. It's like, that's actually pretty clever.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah, give
but
them that.
But then that's when we stopped watching because we got the F L.
Yeah, we did. Nice. So yeah, WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2010 is now a greatest hit.
Yep. It's now a great... Isn't that something that happens to games that don't do well?
Basically, yeah. Or, yeah. It's just... Okay. It means it's like...
Because you always see cheaper. It at the Blockbuster bin. It's like, yep. Greatest hits. Say, what are you doing in here? You just came out.
Yeah, so WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2010, which is fucking stupid. They're pulling a Madden now. They're pulling a Madden now where they're releasing the same game over and over and
just
over again. Just different rosters.
Different hairstyles.
Except I think 2008, because I was feeling nostalgia that day, and there's no fucking Kane in his suit, which pisses me off. It's him without a mask. I don't want that stupid Kane.
You know what you do, actually, if you play, like, last year's game, and then get duct tape, and then write the new character's name this year, and just put it on your screen, it's just like playing the new game?
That is true.
It is.
That's why I'm always in every single game I play. Guess whose birthday it is today?
Not mine.
Not yours. Mortal Kombat.
Happy birthday, Sub-Zero, Scorpion.
Mortal Kombat is 18 years old, dude.
Wow.
Yeah. So when we
I'm older than Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, so when we were 4 or 5, Mortal Kombat just came out. Sounds about right. And we were like scared. Oh my god, there's so much blood. I'm so terrified.
And then we started doing our own Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, we did.
And then we started spelling words incorrectly because Mortal Kombat influences. Because
it's cool, spelled K-O-O-L.
That's right.
Who's your favorite Mortal Kombat character?
Sub-Zero.
Fucking loser.
Scorpion.
Yeah. I love Scorpion, especially in the movie when he's like, get over here.
I just don't understand why they hate each other so much.
Aren't they brothers?
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. They keep fucking up the storyline.
I think we saw the trailer where it was like, how would you like to enter the competition?
And oh,
it's
you
like,
for the
I don't
Mortal
want
Kombat.
To.
Yeah.
It's like, we heard Sub-Zero is in there. Ah! Get over here. Where's the paper forms? Right here. Okay.
I hated in the Mortal Kombat, the second movie, at one part, he's like, suckers!
Yeah. it's Jeez, what an asshole.
Really cheesy, man. God of War Ghost of Sparta is coming out for PSP on November 2nd.
I don't like the PSP.
Really?
I don't know why.
Why?
I don't. Like, I don't know. The DS is something different. The PSP, I guess it's because it's like a portable, I don't know, PlayStation?
I'd like a PSP. I just don't want to buy one.
I don't know. It feels like when I went to Best Buy, because I can't afford this stuff, I just play what they have, and I complain that they don't have more options. it's like, I had the PSP in my hand. It's like...
Fuck, that tea's hot.
It's pretty hot tea. It's like, I don't know. It's like, yeah, I guess it could do everything, but it seems... like, too big.
No, I'm cool with it.
Like, the DS, you look at it, it's like, oh, you get to, like... Well, the DSi, you get to listen to music, right?
Possibly, I don't know.
I think so. Yeah. We can't afford it. I'm waiting for Best Buy to install that.
Well, no, I want a PSP. I won't buy a PSP. If I get it as a gift, I wouldn't be like, oh, fuck you! I'd be like, oh, this is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I would be the same, but then I don't think I'd actually buy any games.
I would, because there's, like, Twisted Metal on it, there's Silent Hill on it, there's God of War on
it. It's just, I don't know,
Metal Gear on it. It's a better library than Nintendo DS.
Well, yeah, it is, but... I don't know. It's just something with it doesn't make me like it.
I know. It's like us with the PS3. It's like we'd like the PS3. It's just that, I don't know. Like, I'd rather... I like the Xbox.
I don't know. It's like the graphics are good. Like, they're good.
Graphics are better.
Yeah, they're better, but it's like... Something's not right.
I know. They released like 5 of them in like 3 months, so...
I guess, but I can't put a finger on it. I really can't.
I know.
I can't find anything wrong with it, but there's something wrong with it.
I know. I hear you. Well, the DS, my DS at least, broke. Again.
Because
my stylus, I have one of those retractable ones.
You bought like at Best Buy for like $15 for a dollar.
Yeah. the stylus got stuck in the fucking DS, and when I pulled, it like separated. So I unscrewed my DS.
Again.
Yeah, I unscrewed my DS, and as I opened my DS, my fucking power switch, the little black button, broke off.
Do you think they built like that purposely so people don't open it?
No, I don't think so. I think they're just, I don't know, I apparently fucked up. Now I have to turn on my DS with a fucking toothpick, and I carry like 18 with me now.
I thought it was just a style you were going with.
Oh, so toothpick. Pissed off.
Actually, I did play the DSi. It is at Best Buy. I actually took a photo of myself.
You know people are going to draw penises and shit all over your face, right?
That's fine, because I did it with the other guy's foot.
that was me, you jerk!
No wonder you look familiar.
Also, going back to news, you like Soundgarden? Black Hole Sun, won't you come?
Never heard of it, so I guess I'm going to say yes, I do.
Soundgarden's a band.
Savage Black Garden?
Black Hole Sun, won't...
Black Heart.
Anyways, Soundgarden's new single is going to debut on, guess what?
Superman.
No.
Legend of Zelda.
No.
Rocky.
No.
I don't like any of this.
No.
Linkin Park?
It's a... What? The new single...
It's about Linkin Park.
No. Where is it going to be debuting?
I don't know what...
Where do singles usually debut? When you hear a song for the first time, where is it usually?
At a concert, live,
on
the radio.
Radio, yes.
What?
That's normal. Wow, I didn't think that was going to be that hard. That wasn't even a trick question.
I don't know anything about music.
So you're aware there's something called a radio, right? And all this radio, there's music being played, right?
Where did this happen?
I hate you so much. Anyway, Soundgarden, the new single, is going to be released on the new Guitar Hero.
I thought you said the radio!
It was a trick question, man!
I thought you just said it wasn't a trick question.
Alright, let's skip that news.
So it's on Guitar Hero. Never heard of these guys? Is Linkin Park on the Guitar Hero?
Who cares? Linkin
Park was on Guitar Hero, I think, 4 for the Wii or whatever.
And?
I was so sad.
Why? Because it's shit?
Such an easy song.
Because the songs are shit.
Experts. Same chord 50 times.
Because the songs are shit.
Congratulations, you completed 100%.
You can't make a whole Guitar Hero on Linkin Park. It'll be the same song, just with a different cover. I hate Linkin Park.
I love Linkin Park.
Because you like Dragon Ball, and for some reason, those two coincide.
That's a number one video or music that people play with every single Dragon Ball.
Back in the day,
end,
man.
With Dragon Ball Z.
Back in the day, man, I remember watching Final Fantasy, like, you know, the montages people made?
Yeah.
It was always fucking Linkin Park with any kind of anime, especially with Dragon Ball.
It was amazing.
I want Sam closer to the edge. I know I want the break!
Super Saiyan.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's like, I guess the reason why I like Linkin Park, yes, you say it sounds all alike, but I like their first song I heard was In the End.
Yeah.
Loved it. Since they all sound the same, therefore I would love them all.
See, I liked the first album too because it was different. And then the second album, they just changed the cover and sold it to me again. I was like, son of a bitch.
And I'm eating it up like cookies.
Yes, you are. Going back to news. So Sony, they had an update, which fucked up their people's consoles. Well, they didn't fuck it up, but they couldn't change their HDD, whatever that is.
The hard drive?
I guess.
Yeah, they couldn't change it?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
So then Sony re-released another patch to fix their fuck-up.
That said sorry?
Yeah, basically. It wasn't a different number. It was nothing different. Just, like, whoops, we fucked up again.
Hopefully no one noticed.
Yeah, so, I don't want to say that Sony fucks up a lot, but I'm just saying, Sony fucks up a lot.
But Xbox has its flaws once in a while.
Why'd you say that like a song? But Xbox has its flaws.
New Soundgarden's music.
Yeah, thanks. You like the game NBA Jam?
I never heard of the game, but
what?
Yes.
What?
I'm kidding.
Oh, okay.
Was that for the Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
I love that, where you freaking slam dunk from full court.
And you can like have like secret characters like Weird Al and shit, and Bill Clinton's in it.
Was he?
Yeah.
I've never unlocked
there
him.
There's so many fucking
but
characters.
But I love that game for the Super Nintendo. Me and my brother would just...
I had it for Super Nintendo. No, I didn't have a Super
Nintendo. Or maybe it came for Sega.
No, why?
It probably is for Sega, too.
Possibly.
But, oh, man, just... Alley-oop!
Exactly, that's the game!
That's all I kept doing. I love that game.
They're re-releasing it.
Forever?
All the systems.
Oh my god.
That's the news right now, though. NBA Jam and all platforms.
And you tell me this now? This could have been the first thing?
It's not going to be, it's not going to, I know, I did these.
Okay, hold on. Is it going to be, like, the original, or is this the new NBA 2010, just with a new title?
No, it's NBA Jam. It's the original.
The actual Jam.
It's just like, it's the same thing, but like 2D, 3D, and same goofiness and everything applies.
Good, excellent.
And it's going to be on Xbox Live Arcade, Nintendo Wii, or Virtual Console.
Shopping Channel,
yeah, and PS3 Network. So it's going to be on those things, which I'll pick it up. I hate sports.
That's fun sports.
But that's a fun, like, goofy, like, NFL Blitz. I fucking love, and Blades of Steel. I love those games, but I hate real sport games. So I couldn't help. I went to an EB Games the other day, and they had a giant shelf of StarCraft 2, and people were fucking taking that thing off there like it was water.
Yeah, so I went to Best Buy, and they had a giant StarCraft 2 display, and it was all empty, and it was all like World of Warcraft. I'm like, this is bullshit!
Yeah, I'm not a huge StarCraft fan. I don't like computer games at all, but you do. You're a big fan of it.
Computer games.
StarCraft 2 is the fastest-selling strategy game ever.
I'm not surprised.
In 48 hours, guess how many copies were sold?
How many?
Guess, I said.
How many?
Yes.
13 million.
Okay, relax, buddy. 48 hours. Okay. There's only 2 billion people in the world.
In 48 hours, they make a certain amount, I would say about 13,000?
Higher.
Oh, really? I thought I was pushing myself there. 20,000?
Higher.
58,000.
Think of six zeros.
6,800,000.
Six zeros, man.
Millions?
Think of...
48 hours?
Think of the number five.
That's like 2 days.
Think of five zeros, the number five, and the one in front of it.
15 million?
1.5 million.
Okay.
Wow, my head hurts. 1.5 million copies of StarCraft were sold within 48 hours.
Damn.
Losers!
Think of it. What other strategy games are out? Like
Command & Conquer?
Yeah, but Command & Conquer, they do it. But it's like, StarCraft came out like years ago.
People
were like, StarCraft 2 is coming out. World of Warcraft's not strategy, though.
Oh, it's MMORPG.
RPG. Warcraft is an RTS, but they stopped playing it. But anyways, but yeah, so it's been so long since they released it, and people have been waiting so long for StarCraft 2, so when it comes out, I would have bought it just for the sake that I've been waiting for so long, even though I don't care anymore because I've been waiting so long. That's probably why half a billion people.
But I'm assuming in order for me to be able to play that game, my computer has to be not my computer.
Pretty much.
It has to be like the new.
Just
new,
not
new,
yours.
New,
anything
new,
but
new,
yours.
New, top of the line, new. Windows 2010 computer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which mine isn't. Speaking of ism.
Ism.
Movie Inception. I'm going to be talking about that movie up next. My thoughts, my review.
You guys just didn't get it.
You guys are going to hate me, but you already do.
Bye-bye.
Wait, no. Inception up next.
You would have got milk tea all over yourself.
You almost spit out your green tea.
I was going to try to swallow fast so I could say, boy!
Oh, we're stupid.
Which Nintendo character sucks? Kirby. What's Homer Simpson's favorite console? The Nintendo! Why is Ms. Pac-Man the greatest woman in the world? First she swallows, then she dies.
If you think these jokes are bad, well, can you do better? Send your video game jokes to theparanerds@gmail.com or leave a joke in the comment section below and we'll read it on our next podcast.
Why did Harry Mason move to Silent Hill? The other hills were too loud.
What kind of pants does Mario wear?
Denim, denim, denim.
What did Earthworm Jim say when he was watching The Simpsons? That voice sounds familiar. Justin Bieber.
I love Justin Bieber, man. If that kid wasn't 16, or because he is 16, I'd do such...
I'm trying to grow my hair like his.
I'd love that kid so fucking much. Like, I want to touch him. I love Justin Bieber. He's 16, right?
I think so.
Yeah, he's legal.
That's around your age, right?
Yeah, it's all good. I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. He looks like a lesbian, too, so it's all good. I'm all right with him. All right, so the movie Inception...
Hold on, what if he's our only fan?
Oh, poor guy. He is from Canada.
He is.
Justin, if you listen
to
this...
We love you, Justin!
If you listen to this, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby, baby. Actually, my little cousin loves Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
It's very cute. She's like, yeah, I love Justin. So then I smacked her in the face. No, I'm joking. I love it.
I saw that. You smacked her.
Oh, this is getting weird. The movie Inception. Hey, oh, wait. Hey, oh. So you heard about the movie Inception, right?
I heard it was the greatest movie in the world.
Yeah, people are all like, this movie's the fucking greatest thing ever. Listen, if you put a movie out and your competition's cats and dogs, you're going to be good. This podcast, if it was on the big screen with no picture, is going to be better than cats and dogs. So, all right, the movie Inception. You know what the movie's about?
Dreams?
Basically, yeah, dreams. So, before I went into this, you know, I watched the news, and people were like, I had to watch the movie 3 times to understand it, right?
If God had a child, it'd be called Inception.
Yeah, so, like, I've been, you know, a lot of people have been saying, like, you know, this movie's so fucked up. After the movie, you're thinking to yourself, what is reality and what's a dream, dude?
Isn't that what The Matrix did?
Basically, yeah. And even The Matrix...
Matrix did it!
Yeah. So even, like, you know, I heard so many things about this movie, just like I heard so many things about Avatar, which I still haven't watched. With Inception, I was with my girlfriend, I was feeling kind of romantic. I was like, let's go watch a movie. We haven't watched a movie in a long time. I go watch a movie, Dinner with the Schmucks, which I really want to watch.
I heard it was funny.
Oh, fuck, that looks hilarious. Especially that guy who just wheezes laugh. He's like... Anyways, that or Inception. And she goes, well, I want to watch Inception. A lot of people have been talking about it. I'm like, you know what? Me too, though. Let's go check it out. So the whole movie's about, you know, controlling your dreams, a dream and a dream and a dream and a dream. What? The movie's about dreams and controlling your dreams and finding codes from someone else's dream. It's complicated. It's like 2.5 hours long, so bear
of
with
dreams?
Me.
Dreams?
Yeah. So the movie, now here's the thing.
Was it visually? The posters look fucking amazing. I'm like, how do people drive up that street?
Yeah, well, I mean, the movie, it's good. It's a good movie. I'll give it credit. It's really good. I like the actors.
It's not amazing?
I like the actors. They have Ellen Page in there. They have Tommy from Third Rock from the Sun. Remember that little wiener kid?
He's in there. Yeah, he's alive.
Leonardo DiCaprio. They have a lot of good people in there.
Man, this is like the year for Leonardo. Like Shutter Island,
yeah,
Inception.
True.
He's
Titanic's
paying off his
coming
bill.
Out again.
Part 2.
No, it's coming out in like 3D. You hear about that?
No, are you serious?
Yeah, Titanic's being re-released in 3D now in theaters. Because James Cameron's like, going, you guys fucking eat this shit up, whack.
Waka waka money shot.
Why'd you do the Pac-Man sound?
Because I'm catching every ball.
Fair enough.
But wait, are they re-releasing as in they're remastering the original?
They're putting it in theaters in 3D.
Or are they going to redo it with like
Stallone
as Jack?
Jack, I swear. No, wait, that's Brokeback Mountain. No, they're just re-releasing the same movie and putting it in 3D.
I'd probably watch it.
Maybe me too. Like, I like Titanic.
That was probably the only movie that ever made me cry.
Titanic?
Yeah.
The two old people on the bed,
the two
right?
Old people.
Yeah, fuck those people. But you see them on a boat later, so they're fine.
You think they have enough money to hire more, like, background people?
No, they're just the same. You guys, go back on that boat. We need
Did
more
you
people.
Die yet? Yeah, we drowned in our rooms.
Well, technically, we all died, except for Rose. God damn it, Rose.
She's the only survivor?
Until the end of the movie, the old lady drops the necklace in the water.
She's not the only survivor. What about those, like, rich people on the boat, and they're watching, and they're like, help me, help
well, she was the only You know what, we're gonna watch
survivor.
Titanic. We're gonna watch Titanic tonight.
You're wherever you go. Can I draw you naked?
Yes, you can.
I don't know the lyrics, I just know it's a bunch of high pitches. Naked. Boobies!
You know how many times I wanked off to that picture of Leonardo DiCaprio? I mean,
the picture he's drawing or the actual person?
The picture he's drawing. Her nipple looked better. Sorry, going back to Inception. Yeah, so the movie, you know, it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. It was really well done. It was fucking long as sin. But everything about it was good.
Surprised you're not crucified for not saying it's the best movie on earth.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, I watched it. I looked at the end of the movie, you know, when he... Spoilers?
Spoilers?
Yeah. And then the movie, he like spins a top and the movie just ends. Okay.
It's not really a spoiler because you don't know what happens.
Oh yeah, I'm not telling you what happens. So whatever. The whole movie, you know, it's about... He goes into this guy's... It's like me... I'm in your dream, okay? I'm always in your dream.
Yeah,
right?
You always are.
Yeah, so I'm in your dream, and then you in your dream fall asleep. Okay.
And then am I in my dream?
And then you're in your dream.
Are you still in my dream?
I fall asleep too.
Are you in my dream?
We both fall asleep. My dream and your dream fall asleep, and then we're in our dream's dream.
So you're still there. As long as you're in my dream.
Yeah, I'm still the same guy. I'm in control. Okay. We're both in control. And there's a whole bunch of versions of people, your subconscious, who if they realize that something's weird, they all look at you and start beating you up. Because you're subconscious. You can't control it.
Jeez, what assholes.
So it's like, that's what it is. Your dream
of a
dream.
Welcome to my life.
Your dream of a dream of a dream. Okay, that's the whole movie. It's all thrown out there in front of you. I get it. But the thing was, I spoke to a couple of my friends. You know who you are. And a couple people on Facebook, too. And I wrote, you know, Inception was good. Not great.
Sadist!
Yeah, a lot of people wrote, it's because you didn't get it. What the fuck is there to get? I watched it. It was in front of me.
Here, look at this drawing that I'm about to show you about the movie.
Okay.
Now, do you get it?
Huh.
Explains a lot, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay.
Is that a dick, or is that a...
Oh, wait. Okay, yeah, sorry. I flipped it upside down. There you go.
Oh, it's a chick from Titanic.
That's
there you go. Why'd she have a dick?
It never showed the bottom half.
That's true. It didn't. She was always covered. So yeah, the movie, you know, I enjoyed it. It was a good movie.
Was it worth the money?
It was worth the money. All right. Enjoyed it. It was a good movie. Was it the greatest movie ever? No! Not at all.
Sadist!
It was a good action flick. It is what it is. It was a good action flick. Do I think Toy Story 3 is still the movie of the year thus far?
That's a good action.
Yes, I still think Toy Story 3 is better. I think Toy Story 3 is better than Inception. Now, people are saying it's the most original movie today.
Hi, welcome. Okay, The Matrix, Neo took what? The red pill?
Yeah.
Inception took the blue pill.
Yeah.
There you go.
So they're saying it's the most original movie, but it's not original. A movie about dreams? Freddy Krueger. About controlling your dreams? Freddy did it. It wasn't good, but he did it. So, I mean, like, I don't know what people's problems... This is the same thing when it comes to fanboys. I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it. I really liked it. It was a good movie. I'd buy it on Blu-ray. That's how much I liked it.
The reason why people fight it is because one person said they liked it,
and then everyone else
around,
like,
and everyone's like, well, that person says it's good, so it has to be good.
Yeah.
Well, it is good, and, you know, it's like, a virus.
Yeah, I don't know how else to say it. It's a good movie.
You are the cure.
I'll give it 2 thumbs up. Yeah, it's a good movie, but it wasn't as great as everyone said it was. Everyone's like, it's the fucking greatest thing ever. Dude, it's mind fucked.
I was
man.
So close to watching because everyone said it was so good, but I had to
still watch it.
Like,
it's still a good movie. Like, everyone's like,
DVD.
It's mind fucked. Like, I like movies that fuck my mind. They're like, that's my brain. And I'm like, whoa, my mind just got fucked, right? Like, in the end of the first Saw, when the twist ending, you're like, what the fuck? Like, that's the greatest.
Oh, man, give me some tissue.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, I like movies that fuck with my mind. This one didn't really fuck with my mind. I knew what was going on.
It was making passionate love to your mind.
If I, like, there was nothing. Everything was shown to you. Like, there was nothing hidden. There was nothing
not
to get.
Unlike that Titanic scene.
Yeah. I mean, like, okay, so you in the movie, they dream. And the dream versions of themselves dream, and then their versions dream, right?
How many dreams do they dream?
They go three layers, three levels in.
See, this is what I love. In real life, I can't even get to one dream.
Yeah.
And these people were able to get to three dreams.
Well, that's the point of the movie. That's the point of it. Anyways, so in the real life, like, in real life, they're sleeping, obviously. And the first layer of dream, time's slower than the third level. So 20 seconds could be a year in the third level of the dream.
Is the third level the lowest they can go?
Well, as far as they were able to do, but it got dangerous because if they die, they actually die, and they go in limbo, and their brains... But that's the thing. I get that. I understand it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I understand it. I understand exactly what was going on. Throughout the whole movie, I remember it because a lot of people were saying that they forgot about the airplane scene, that they were still sleeping in real life. Because they're sleeping here. In their dream, they're
that's
in a car.
That's a whole other level.
In their dream, they're in a car. Right?
So they're in an airplane sleeping.
Yeah.
Now they're in a car in their dream.
But because the car part was so real, people forgot they're still in the airplane. Is that the thing people didn't understand? Because the whole time I'm like, they're still in the airplane. They're fine. They die, they're fine. They're in the airplane. They're in the airplane. Like, after the movie finished, everyone in the audience was like, fuck yeah! The car's the greatest shit I've ever fucking seen in my life!
Maybe they just didn't get it. Maybe they thought that they were in the car.
I just
didn't go that one step.
So now here's the thing. Because I said the movie was good, not great, people ask me, is it because I didn't get it? What about the other way around? What if you guys didn't get it, and that's why you think it's the greatest movie ever made?
Well, you should make a movie about that.
Yeah, what if because I fully understood what was going on, and I was able to comprehend everything that was happening, I didn't get confused once, except for, like, when the street went up and they were walking up the street, like, the poster?
Yeah.
And that scene, I was like, because I was like, that's so cool. But I mean, like, I wasn't confused. Now, people who were confused and said it was a mindfuck said it was the greatest thing. Is it because they didn't understand it?
They probably did.
That's the thing. You guys didn't understand it. I did. That's why I'm like, oh, it was a good movie. It wasn't the greatest movie at all. Like, it wasn't great. It was good.
You know what that means?
What?
You're the one.
I am the one. I'm going to take a blue pill and a red pill. Fuck up my mind.
Overdose.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I really enjoyed it. I thought the acting was great. You know, the visuals were fucking impressive. The whole mind-boggling, controlling your dreams is cool. Is that what people liked? Is it because, like, people are like, wow, I want to control my dreams?
You know, we all went home and slept and hope we could do what they're doing.
I went home and I slept like a baby. I didn't even think about the movie. It wasn't like Paranormal State when I was like, oh God.
Can't sleep.
Yeah. But you've told me you could control your dreams.
When I know it's a dream.
Even I think you're lying.
No, I could. There's been times when it's weird. There's times where I can't, where it's usually in horror like dreams that I have where I'm in the dream and all this shit's happening. I'm in a house sweaty. And all that stuff. And then my eyes start to close. It's like, I know it's a dream at that point, but at that point I can't do anything because something's wrong. There's been times when I realize it's a dream, and I'm like, okay, this is a dream. I'm going to get me some legs.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I swear to God I hope it's a dream, because if it's not, I'm spending the next 52 years in jail. So, obviously, shit like that. And then there's been times where...
If I could control my dreams, I'd fuck everybody.
I
fuck him up.
that's what I was getting at. Get myself some legs.
I get it.
Chicken legs.
Alright.
And then there's been dreams that I have where I know it's a dream and I could pull weapons like, I guess, like Metal Gear Solid. Just like,
I don't believe you.
No, I swear. And
how do you control your dream?
You realize it's real. And then you realize that, I mean, you realize this is not real. It's a dream.
Yeah.
And therefore, since you know it's a dream, you like once.
Dude, on my dreams, it's always fucking real. I could be flying in the sky, and it's always real.
But
that's the
thing. But you think it's real until you acknowledge it's not. But if for some reason, once I acknowledge that it's a dream, but this is very rare though. Once I acknowledge it's a dream, it's like the timer starts. I have like a minute till I wake up, right? So that's why it's like, oh man, this is a dream. Getting laid, and then it's like a minute's up, and I finish.
Okay, well, can you get laid in your dreams?
I try, but I always feel guilty.
Oh, fuck.
I always feel guilty until I realize there's nothing to feel guilty about, because it's not real, and then I go for it, then I wake up.
I'm talking about pre-girlfriend. Huh? Just in case she's listening. Pre-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, in my dreams, I never get laid. I'm always about to get laid, and it's like falling and waking up. Ooh!
This is,
They're like, okay, Kevin, I'm gonna go down on you now.
I'll tell you what.
Fuck, I woke up.
In the dream... It doesn't feel like what it would in real life.
So you got laid in your dreams?
I didn't get laid. Well, I felt around, you know what I mean, but oral was exchanged. But for some odd reason, in the dream, it feels like someone's stepping on my nuts. That's weird.
Weird. I never got
either,
to that state.
Either that I'm sleeping and my dog walked in my room and jumped on my ball sack, and I'm like, oh,
God. Oh, this feels so good.
But there's been times when... what gives it away a lot of the times is sometimes for some... What's so funny? There's been times when I'm in the dream, and this time... Are you going to swallow, or is that going to be spit out? Swallow.
I was right. Because he said, I don't know what it's a dream. It's not going to be funny now. I'm like, how? Because you got a bigger cock. This must be a dream. My dick's huge.
No, the way I know it's a dream is like, for some reason, I'm in the middle of nowhere that I've never been to before.
The bathroom.
And yeah, in the shower.
Yeah.
And I'm naked. And that's when it clicks in my mind. It's like, how did I end up naked? And then that's when shit happens.
Really?
But it's weird though. In my dream, my version of flying, and even till this day, if I manage to know it's a dream and I try to fly, it's always flapping my arms.
Man, you're fucking stupid in your dreams.
Because I don't know how to fly in real life, right? So it's like, do you just stand there? Because I'm standing there. There's a time when a bunch of dogs are chasing me. And I'm like, okay, fuck. I know it's a dream, but I gotta stay alive long enough to wake up. And I'm trying to fly, and I'm just standing there, you know, kind of going on my tippy toes, like waiting for me to lift off. And no, it doesn't help. I have to run 88 miles an hour, flap my arms like a bird, and then I start flying.
See, I have no choice but to believe you, because A, why would you lie? And B, there's no way you could prove it. So I'm just going to take your word.
In
and
your
control.
Face.
I'm going to take it. Well, I mean, without evidence, I don't have to believe you. But because you are my friends, I will take your side, and I will believe you.
Those
but in my dreams, it's always a fucking dream. Like, oh, sorry, it's always real. So in my dream, you know, there's a girl in the other room in pre-relationship. There's always a girl in the other room, and she's like, you know, come here, Kevin. And all of a sudden, I'm in the shopping mall.
You're so shy.
No, I'm in a shopping... I'm never shy. I'm wild. All of a sudden, I'm in a shopping mall, you know, open my bedroom door, I'm in the mall. And then, you know, I'm there, and she takes off her pants, and she has no face. No distinctive face.
See, but it's stuff like that you miss, but once you realize that, that's when you realize the problem.
My name is... I don't care. Better off. Yeah, so it's always about to, like... I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get laid. And then I finish getting laid. No. Also, in my dreams, I can't fight.
Neither can I. Everything is in.
Yeah,
in
slow I'll be like, punch. Not me. I'm getting punch.
And then when you try, it feels like the whole world's holding you back.
Yeah, I try to punch, and everything's just fucking slow motion. Trying to fight.
See, that's a weird. Every time I was able to control my dream, it's always in a situation where I'm either fondling a woman, pre-relationship, or trying to get away from something.
Trying to get away from a woman.
After fondling me. But it's like, it's weird, because I've had dreams where I was fighting someone, and it's in slow motion, and I have them in a headlock, and they're starting to bite on you, and you feel the bite, and it gets like a harder bite, harder and harder. It's like, oh god, you feel the pain, but you can't do anything about it because you're in slow motion. And then you wake up and your sides hurt.
You know what fucks me up, or freaks me out? Sorry, that was a. when your dream is kind of futuristic, like, you know, when you have a dream and you're like, wow, I'm holding a baby with blonde hair, and all of a sudden your like friend tells you, oh, by the way, she gave birth to a baby with blonde hair. Like, I've had that happen, and I've had the whole, and I find it weird that dreams are always like, they know something's coming. So like, you're defusing the bomb. It's like 3, 2, 1, or the phone rings in your dream and the phone rings in real life, you know what I mean?
It's that's how sometimes I know that someone's knocking on my door when knocking on my door in my dream, and I open the door but there's no one there. But I still hear the knocking, and then all of a sudden I wake up and someone's knocking. There's been times where anytime in a situation where I'm about to die, I always wake up. Sometimes I'd be falling off a building, and it's like, oh shit.
You need the shock wave.
Yeah, so it's like,
damn, fuck.
And it's true, it is always good timing where it's like, you know, you hear an alarm clock and your alarm clock goes on. You hear like the phone goes on in real life. It's like, I guess because when you're in a dream, depending on what state you're in, you're not fully sleeping, so things do seep in.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like fucked up dreams. Like, I had a like shit in my dreams. I dream Silent Hill. My dreams are so fucked up.
Oh man, I wouldn't.
My dreams are so fucked up. Like, I've had a lot of dreams where friends and family of mine are walking and talking with no eyes. And just big black holes in their face.
That's creepy.
Yeah, but in my dream, it's normal. Like, I'm talking to them like normal. Like, I'm talking to
you.
It's like,
until you wake up and you realize. Yeah,
so in my dream, like, I'm talking to all my friends and they have no eyes, just big black holes. And when I wake up, I'm like, oh, fuck, that's fucked up, man. That's scary. And of course, I turn around and I see the face everywhere. Like, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. But, yeah, I don't know. Actually, you know what? If anyone's even listening to this podcast, we do have listeners, so if you are listening to this, write a comment or send an email to Kevin at ParaNerds or ParaNerds at ParaNerds. Yeah, tell me your fucked up dream. I like reading people's stories and dreams and shit. So send us an email with your dreams in it and what you've experienced.
With your dreams in it, attach it.
Attach your dream to the email. No, don't, because I know it'll be a virus.
I know.
Here's my dream attached. Fucking Trojan.
Installing.
Yeah. I had this one dream. Speaking of dreams and dreams and dreams. I had this one dream where this fucking face freaks me. I'm getting goosebumps again. This face freaked me out. So it was a dream in a dream in a dream. One of those, right?
Yeah.
Three times, dude. And I'm not even joking. Three fucking times.
For the Sargonist, too. You went to one more and he died, but it's over.
So it was back in high school. My buddy was over my house, and all of a sudden it was raining, right? So we're in a room, my bedroom, which is always like a weird tungsten light. It's always like an orange light. It's never like bright sunny day. At least in my dreams it isn't.
Yeah.
So me and my buddy are there, and we hear like tapping on the glass. It was raining. So we're tapping on the glass. I'm like, what the fuck is that? So I open up the curtain, and there's this woman's face. Her teeth are like this.
Ah!
Her eyes are nothing but pupils, and her hair looks all muddy. It looks like a Medusa head, basically, right?
Yeah.
But it was so fucking scary, because I'm on the second floor, so there's just a face there, right? So I was like, Jesus, and I wake up. And I'm like, holy fuck. So I'm like, all right, so I'm going to go watch some TV. I turn on my TV, fucking face is there again. God damn it. So I wake up again. And I'm like, oh, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to get my dog. So I go to my bed to get my dog. God, the face is there again. I woke up, dude, and I was like, whimper. I was so fucking terrified. Even now talking about it, I feel like the face is following
me. There was another one. I had one where I was in my bed, and for some reason I couldn't move. but I felt that someone... I couldn't move, and I felt that somebody, you know, was just hovering behind you. Like, just, like, right there. And you know if you turn around, it's like, hey, I know this is a dream. Try to wake up. And then you turn around, and then you wake up, and you're like, oh, God. I'm not going back to sleep because I'm going to go see it again.
Yeah.
And then you realize that you're in a dream again, and, like, you're in the same environment, but now you feel it touching you, and you're like, oh, God, what the hell is it? And then you wake up again, and that's usually when I stay up and then go to work the next day.
Yeah, obviously. Well, dreams are fucked up. Wow, this is going on long.
It's actually a good conversation.
It is a good conversation.
We should have a whole podcast dedicated to dreams.
We will, but send us your dreams, guys, if you guys are listening. Just tell me, like, your stories, your dreams, and all that.
I actually got a million to go through.
I have a lot, too, but we'll save it for next time. So, in all, Inception was a good movie. Was it the greatest movie of the year? I don't think so. My personal opinion...
Sadist!
It was a good movie, yes. It was... Okay, fine. It was great. It was a good movie. You know, I enjoyed it. It was great. You know, it was good. It was a movie. It was an action flick. It is what it is. Rocky was fucking great.
It's a great movie.
Superman was great. I mean, it's, you know, they're good. Movie. I enjoyed it. Was it the greatest movie of the year? No.
Superman or Rocky?
Was it the greatest movie of all time? Definitely not. It's not original. It's been done before, but that's not. It doesn't mean it's a bad movie. Again, compared to Cats and Dogs, anything is a good movie.
I'm actually going to go see Cats and Dogs.
Yeah, me too. Pussy Galore? Oh, no, it's Kitty Galore.
Kitty Galore.
Well, I'm going to go eat some Pussy
Galore. You just
galore.
Made my kid cry.
Yes. Up next, we're going to be talking about the top 10 that one of our readers wrote. Special bonus top 10.
You are listening to the Para Nerds Podcast.
Hey, we're back. It's talking about splurging. And we're not talking about buying products. We're talking about splurging.
Oh, good.
Talking about masturbation.
Oh.
All right, so a new top 10. Actually, might as well.
It's the Pyramid's top 10.
Look at that. You guys get a bonus top 10 this month, bitch.
Special.
Okay, so this top 10, it's actually from one of our readers named Weasel. If you read the comments, he hates everybody.
He picks fights with everyone.
Yeah, so I wrote this on the article that this was not my top 10. This was not Rui or Rooster's top 10.
I never write top 10. I want to. I really do.
Do you?
I just don't.
Well, come up with the top 10 list and I'll write it out for you.
Number 10.
Anyways, so he wrote a top 10 thing, which is about top 10 Modern Warfare 2 abilities that should be banned. Now, these aren't really abilities. These are more like...
That's the exact same thing I was saying.
These aren't really abilities. They're more like... I guess things they hate about Modern Warfare 2.
Things that you could do without.
Yeah,
in
I
Modern
guess.
Warfare
yeah, I would have named it different too. But
it's
it
okay. It's his first
article.
Top
10.
You can't. We're not going to be judgmental.
Crucify him. It's mostly things, basically. You know
that piss him off.
That piss him off.
Probably
that,
us too.
Yeah, while playing Modern Warfare. So I guess we'll start off here
with special number 10.
Boosters. Now he really hates boosters. Have you
Who
ever experienced?
Doesn't? Well, I've played a few where it's like there's. Just people sitting there.
Yeah.
Half the game, they're just
sitting
there.
It's like two people facing each other and shooting, right?
And then sometimes I would kill them, and they'd yell at me, and they'd be like, you fucking noob, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, I was playing Carnival level, and there was two guys, like, honestly, like, just one, facing each other. Now, didn't Infinity Ward do that whole no party chat allowed for this purpose?
Yeah.
And then we could still private chat.
Well, yeah, we do it all the time.
I know, we
private chat.
Yeah.
Not boost.
Yeah, we don't boost. What,
like, I'm still level 70.
Like Weasel said here, what's the point of spending $60 in a game if you're just going to sit in a corner and boost?
Because what they wanted, like, it depends on the game, exactly. Like, Modern Warfare 2, what do you really get out of it? Ooh, you're prestige 10, you're amazing, you're great. That's all you got to show for.
Yeah.
In games like Battlefield, by basically leveling up or crap like that, you get to actually unlock more things, so it gives you the advantage of being ahead.
Do you unlock anything if you go like to 10th prestige? You get like a
No, you just get like some crappy like icon.
Mm.
But games like Battlefield, where it's like it takes hours to level up, these guys could do it in minutes, and then they get to unlock the flamethrower, unlock this, and they're ahead of everyone, so therefore they're, you know, get better.
Yeah, there's a purpose for it.
But yeah, that game, like I said, Modern Warfare 2, is there any reason at all besides
really.
Bragging rights?
I prestige all the time just because it gives me a reason to keep playing.
I don't, because I've unlocked so many challenges.
Yeah, you like the challenges. Which I agree with. I mean, boosters are boring, they're fucking stupid. I don't get it. Like, I remember playing, there's
it's
two guys.
Time.
Mind you, it gives me a nice double kill every time.
It ruins the game for everybody.
It does ruin the game, because people... Stop taking the game so goddamn serious, man. It's just fun. I mean, stop putting... Who cares if you're 10 prestige or not? Who gives a shit, honestly?
I don't even know what the difference of the icons are.
Neither do I. Remember when we were playing with those other guys the other day? Those assholes?
They could have been freaking level 10.
But they're like, yeah, you're 5th prestige left over. It's like, I am? Oh, I guess I am 5th prestige.
I'm like, I'm still level 70. You suck. He's like, your mom.
Yeah, they're a bunch of assholes.
Special number 9.
I agree with this one, too. Campers. fucking campers. Goddamn campers.
I hate campers.
Campers piss me off, and it's like, well, I mean,
only to a certain degree. Sometimes I camp when it's one of those things where it's like, you're the last one alive. It's like, I'm going to hide behind this barrel.
Yeah, I understand that. Or even like when you hide behind something, reload your gun, and you're like, fuck it, I know there's someone around
like here. 14 guys are going to come right down that hallway.
When you know and you have UAV on, I understand that. But when you're just in the whole fucking match, you're behind these barrels.
Underneath the staircase.
And you have claymores and double shotgun and grenade launch. Like, that's fucking stupid, man. And I get it, you're leveling up, but it doesn't make you a good player. It just means that you're... I don't know, it just means you're a camper. You're boring.
I was actually just reading that last sentence you wrote. They should have marshmallow and firewood perks. And that way, at least you can prepare food for the other players.
Yeah, I mean...
That's actually kind of funny.
I hate campers. Whenever we play together, I try to camp, remember? I'm like, you know what, fuck, these guys don't play like assholes, I'll play like assholes too. So I like sit in the corner, and I'll be like, 10, 9...
Nobody comes.
Fuck this shit, I'm bored. And I start running around getting killed, right? I'm playing the game. But yeah, campers are really fucking... thing they should do a thing where if you stand in one spot for too long for 20 seconds,
you get kicked.
You get kicked, but they like respawn you somewhere else. Because you shouldn't be able to camp for that long, man.
Then people take advantage of that. Well, then you also got to keep in mind, it's like, what about snipers? It's like, they have every right to stay in the same spot for like the whole entire match. That's their responsibility.
Snipers, you mean?
Special number 8.
Snipers, yes, I agree. Now, here's the thing with snipers. Everybody is a fucking sniper in this game.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Everybody is a sniper, especially in that snow level. I forget what it's called, but it's like right away sniped in the high rise building, sniped as soon as you leave the window. Like in the one with the house, I forget any names,
so do I, but I remember all of them.
The one with the house, nothing but snipers. The one with the snow, nothing but snipers. The carnival level, nothing but snipers. The wasteland level, nothing but snipers. Like,
wasteland's asking for snipers.
Like, there's so many fucking snipers.
We're saying snipers is fine. Sometimes I do it, and there's gonna be a point where I have to be a sniper for the whole entire game because I have to unlock those challenges.
Well, I'm pretty sure our internet connection is dick because every time I snipe, I it's not that I missed, it's just it didn't register. My bullets.
But you also have to keep in mind for like the time zones. The guy you're probably facing is from like Japan, so you have to.
His internet speed's faster.
So you have to accumulate. You have to make the difference of time zones.
Actually, I've never played anyone from Japan.
We're in Canada, so therefore your bullets is an hour behind.
Oh, I see. You're making a joke.
Yeah, I'm making a joke.
Oh, that was terrible.
Shut up.
What I think is that there should be one sniper per team.
In games like, for example, for the PC, I know for the PC, like Battlefield and stuff like that, there is limitations.
Is there? That
should
be
games
like,
Team Fortress, at least online, most servers, there is limitations where it's like, you know, one sniper per team, two snipers at most, depending on what the settings are.
Yeah.
For the Xbox, I've never played Team Fortress or Battlefield, so I don't know how it works, if there is limitation, but there should be.
Yeah.
If you want to be a sniper that badly and you're willing to wait, you know, with 3 rounds to be one, then go ahead
like,
and be one.
It should be like, you know, I'm going to choose a sniper class. Sorry, this class
is full. Yeah. They do that with a lot of PCs because that's what everyone does is snipe.
Because like when people are running around and they're like the airplane level, I always come in first because it's like, ha, I'm kicking your fucking ass.
It's hard to snipe because there's not many
exactly,
long arrows.
But that's why I'm always beating everybody because I'm like, see, you're not sniping. It's not that you're good. It's just that you could hide. Ooh, you know what I mean?
It's kind of hard to see someone that's 50,000.
That's the thing, like, you're gonna get me. You are a sniper, especially when you have thermal on, you're gonna get me. You're gonna see me. I accept that, but it's boring. When there's too many snipers, I bail the game. Fuck this shit. This is boring. Or sometimes the match just ends due to no one playing.
Yeah.
It's just like, people, if you
look
at the map,
you
just see...
and there's like 200, 400.
Yeah, you see people all on the map or on the same spot and just waiting for snipers. Like, it's fucking boring. I agree with that. And Weasel here says he's never used a sniper rifle and never will.
I think you should try it.
Whenever I try it, whenever I try the sniper rifle, it never registers. It's like 3 guys, nothing but white on my screen when I'm using thermal. Nothing.
Every time I snipe, I get the guy in the head, the brain literally comes out of his ears, and he's still walking around.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, hello.
Maybe it's one kill, or if I do get someone, it's like, tick. And then they run around, and then they jump around. It's like, for fuck's sakes. Speaking of running around and jumping around.
Special number 7.
The Akimbo perk, I guess. What's it? Is it perk?
No.
Accessory?
It's kind of... It's not really...
Item?
Every time I think of accessory, I always think of, like, jewelry, but... It's an attachment?
I guess an attachment. We'll go with that. Akimbo. I agree with that. I hate the fucking Akimbo. I hate it so much.
I think you're mostly
much.
Thinking of, like, just a shotgun.
Double shotgun?
That's the worst, because not only do people kill you with one shotgun, just imagine two.
Two shotgun, like, especially... I fucking hate it when you're, like, they turn around, like, one shot dead. One shot. And they just do pray and spray.
I think that's mostly just, like... I think Weasel's mostly talking about shotguns, but even though I think it's kind of useless.
It is useless.
Like, if you look at what it doesn't increase the accuracy. The shotgun, it doesn't matter, but like for other guns, it doesn't really help. But
some people use it mostly for shotguns.
That's the only time I see them use it.
Yeah.
Special number six.
Launchers. Now, this is the one that's...
Depending what kind of launcher.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing with this. I'm okay with, like, Modern Warfare, the Call of Duty 4 had grenade launchers.
Yeah.
But you only had two shots.
Yeah.
Right?
So does this game.
But this game has fucking scavenger.
Oh, yeah. So it's
if you have scavenger on, you have unlimited grenade launchers. That's and true. If you have a grenade launcher on your gun, your secondary weapon's a thumper, and you have the one-man army.
I don't think you should have been able to get 10 kills, and here you go. Here's your reward, a grenade launcher. It's like, oh, thanks.
And I've always made this argument with like, how... Because the game's supposed to be realistic. I always made this argument of how my bullets shooting you in the face doesn't kill you, but the impact of the grenade from the launcher will kill me.
Have you ever got hit by one?
I'm sure it would hurt.
Well, probably would.
But I'm sure I wouldn't die
from
it.
Some of that's a bit bull. Same thing with flashbangs. Like, when you're almost dead and someone throws a flashbang and the blindness kills you?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Severe headache? Maybe.
Yeah, it's pretty... I have to agree. The grenade launcher, especially because they're so easy to use. I mean, it shouldn't be... I like launchers being in it, but if you're going to make an attachment for a gun, unlock it at level 70.
Yeah.
Don't make it one of the fucking first things you unlock.
For every gun.
Like, the World of War had the flamethrower. You didn't unlock that at level 1. You unlocked that shit at level 7.
That's why, even then, I'd never prestige, because I wanted the flamethrower.
Exactly. Why prestige? I did, because I like prestiging. But, I mean, like, still, that... Don't make it one of the first fucking weapons. Like, I just started the game. I'm using a handgun, and all of a sudden I have a grenade launcher. It's like, well, I'm going to use a grenade launcher now.
Exactly.
And everybody uses it, and it's really fucking cheap, and I can't stand that.
Now, I use the Stinger. I think it's called the Stinger. That I always carry as a secondary weapon, because you never know when you can take down a
Yeah, helicopter. I always carry a Stinger as well.
So,
but I mean,
not all launchers are bad, just specifically. Like, grenade launchers are freaking... What is the other one? I guess grenade launcher?
Grenade launcher.
What's the attachment? Grenade launcher?
The grenade launcher is the attachment. Then there's
and
thumper.
Oh, thumper.
Then
is
there's
that
a
rocket
grenade launcher,
launcher,
which will blow you up no matter where you are.
The rocket launcher is one shot, and it takes 5 minutes to load up. So it's like, if you get me, fine. But
yeah.
It's not like I come across that many times.
But like he says here, once again, it takes absolutely no skill to use. And
it
that's
doesn't.
True.
Sometimes when I'm really pissed off because I'm being like teabagged or knifed like millions of times, I just get my grenade launcher and just shoot anywhere. Any guy I see, teammate or not, just aim at the
just
floor.
Fucking shoot, yeah, exactly. Now this one, oops,
special number five.
Shouting during loading screens. Now this is
I
where,
do it all the time.
Now this is where it doesn't turn into the game abilities. This is actually people online.
I do it because it's funny. Because I know people do it. I do it in.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Well, I hate it because like.
Do you notice? I think you probably notice this me half the time when I'm always doing it in a 7-year-old voice.
Is that you?
Yeah.
When I'm yelling at you.
No, sometimes it's all like, oh, you guys are all faggots, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like loading screen, and I'm like, yo, shut the fuck up. just because I know it pisses people off.
Yeah,
because
people, like, well, first off, you're already being badasses on Xbox Live, and we don't know who you are. We're never going to know who you are.
But now seeing who you are.
But now you're an even bigger coward. You, Rui, are an even bigger coward by doing it during the loading screen.
Giggles.
But yeah, a lot of
but
people,
a lot
like,
of people do it seriously. They're all like, N-word this, N-word
yeah,
that.
Yeah, as soon
they're
as that happens, they see the N-word
off.
Left, right,
Fine.
And center.
But... When I do it, it's just the fact that it's awkward silence.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's funny. But if people get pissed off by that, suck it.
Speaking of the N-word.
Number four, special four.
Racism. What the fuck, Xbox Live? I didn't know I was playing with a bunch of Nazis and Hitlers.
I really think that there should be some sort of, like, profanity filter.
Yeah.
Not like you turn it on and all the swear words turns to beeps, but something that you can report someone for being racist.
You can.
Because.
You just report them.
But there's no racism, like, thing. It should be one of those things where you report, and then, you know, for the next 24 hours, their Xbox Live audio is being recorded.
Yeah.
Something like that, you know? Something that to punish, because it's like, ooh, you report them, you get a bad rep, or, you know, it's like...
I think if you report them enough, they actually get banned.
They look into it. They don't ban you, because I don't like you. I'm going to report you. And it's like they do it... If someone gets, like, flagged many times... they look into it, so
yeah.
Meaning they probably join the game you're in and see how you behave.
Yeah,
but it's like you'd have to report the person like a million times just for that to happen.
Because I mean, like, anytime I hear somebody say the word faggot, because I don't like that word faggot, because that's again, it's a hate word.
Yeah, but at the same time, isn't that like a British word for like cigar?
But that's not where you're using it in a
sentence.
Yeah,
but that's always like it's one of those things where it's like. It's a matter of opinion.
No, it's not. It's not.
I dislike it as well,
yeah.
But it's like they could always be like, would you like to smoke a faggot?
See, that's the thing, though. I know
people
they're not using
are,
it in
yeah.
cigarette. They're using it for
I
the
know.
Hateful word, right?
I know.
And I'm not one of those guys who are like, PC, politically. No, I'm not. I just don't like... no one should be rude to anyone who, you know, you're using that word as a hateful word. Same thing with the I'm censoring myself.
Sometimes I say, I'm not gonna lie, not the N word. Sometimes I say the F word. Fuck. The other one.
You can say it. Don't worry. We're using it.
I kind of feel bad now.
I know. But we're using it in good context and not bad.
I only use it, but it's more to like. To you, basically. Yeah. You know, like, we're on private chat, and I'm like, motherfucker! That's impossible, motherfucker! You kill me, you F-word! And then it's like, I watch the kill view, it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
No, but I hate when other people, like even, like, racism. There was this one guy on our team, and I yelled at him, because he was like, you know what I hate playing with? I hate playing with, like, Chinese people. I was like, dude, you're a fucking idiot. That's when he freaked out on me. He's like, dude, I'm on your team, man! What the hell?
You're supposed to be on my side when it comes to racism.
But that's the thing. They don't even realize they're being racist. Like, that's... Yeah. That's the thing, that it's not only about the N-word too, it's about every fucking culture. Like,
that's why it's like, isn't that against, like, I don't know if it's against the law, but I don't know if it's like they don't approve, especially in schools, when like you when you make fun of someone so much, like racism or like hating or like bullying and stuff like that, and that person, let's say they kill themselves.
Yeah.
Don't you get in shit? Isn't there some sort of law around that? Or isn't there some sort of shit that happens?
Possibly.
If I've been picking on you for years and calling you like a faggot, calling you the N-word, calling you all this and that, and then you just couldn't take it anymore and you killed yourself, isn't there some sort of shit that happens to me?
I don't think so.
Well, there should be.
But no, but like when people play online, like, okay, because like Chris Rock said, one of his stand-up, he said that when you use one of those words, you're actually using it to offend and get the other person angry.
Yeah, they use it in slavery time, so
no, but I mean, like if you and I were talking to each other right now, and all of a sudden, you motherfucking faggot, you're going to be like, you're hurt.
Yeah, you're insulting me.
If we're in an actual argument, though, you would actually get hurt by it, right? But that's the point of the argument, is to hurt you, right?
Well, yeah.
I get that. Like, I understand, it's not right, but I understand it. But I mean, when you're playing a game and all of a sudden this one 12-year-old kid's going, nit, 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 I'm saying the N-word, nit, 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 when he's saying that word repeatedly just for the shits and giggles of saying a word, it's like, what the fuck's the point of this? And especially when they're like, gangsta, the yo, motherfucker.
The guys we were playing with were so gangsta, their clan tag was bro.
Yeah.
I just sat there and I'm like, bro. Bro.
And right away, they called you the N-word.
They got so
they
offended, and they're all like, hey, rooster, do you like, you know, your cock's hidden? And I'm like, yeah, in your mom's mouth. Oh, snap! They're like, yeah, well, yeah, you're stupid. It's like they're kids. We know
they're
kids. They're
kids.
Like 19-year-old.
That's the thing.
And it's like, if you don't like me saying, bro, maybe you should change your clan tag.
Yeah, I don't know. Racism is a huge thing. I'm against racism. I mean, who cares?
But a lot of people's against
racism. And hateful words as well. But a lot of people say it on Xbox,
but the thing, though, everyone's against racism more, like, not everyone, but everyone doesn't really like racism. Everyone doesn't really like using hateful words, but sometimes we're all guilty in using it, depending on the situation. I don't think I've ever called anyone the N-word.
No.
Unless
you're singing a Dr. Dre song.
Yeah.
Because you have to.
Even then, I don't. I do the clean version of Dr. Dre. Just silence.
It's the mother... D-O-double-G. Snoop Dogg. No, nothing.
Is that a Dre song or is that a Snoop Dogg song?
It's a Dre song. What's Snoop Dogg? They're always together. Anyways, yeah, racism sucks. What else sucks?
Special number 3.
Music. I hate when people... It's like the jackasses who blast their radio in the car. Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
Hey, did you guys hear that?
I hope that came out well. Hopefully. That's exactly what I mean. Like, when people blast their music in the background.
So annoying.
Like, when I'm playing Call of Duty, I have to make sure everything in my room is fucking silent so I can know where anything's coming from. And you hear this one idiot who blasting, like, it's always rap. I'm sorry. It's always fucking rap.
You mean crap?
Oh!
Sorry, that's
like, if someone
so
played
much.
Beatles in the background, I'd be like, oh, that's kind of cool.
If they play in a level where you can actually hear it. Like the volume's low enough to hear it. Not when it's all, like you're eating the microphone.
Yeah, exactly.
They do that in the PC all the time because you can actually bind your keys to play, like, certain audio files. And not only that, you... Control-V is a typical thing for voice chat. So people would program that to play, like, Super Mario. Some songs, like, oh, that's kind of neat. But it goes on for hours. And it's like, okay, seriously, mute. But it's like, it sucks having to mute because at the same time, you know, or it's like you turn your speaker off and how can you communicate with your team when there's all this bullshit going on.
Mind you, 99% of the time, I mute the person. But here's the thing.
I never do.
But here's the thing. The guy knows he's going to be muted, so why is his microphone even plugged in if he's going to blast music anyways?
Because he thinks he's a DJ and everybody loves,
you know what
his
it is?
Playlist.
He's got low self-esteem and he wants everyone else to be like, aw, this guy likes rap too. He's cool. He's so cool. I like this guy. Which makes him...
Gay.
No.
Special 2.
a cheater. I don't know how that makes him a cheater. That was just a bad segue. Yeah, there's a lot of cheaters in Modern Warfare.
Especially the obvious ones.
Yeah, the ones who are like, especially when their like names are like XXBARBLB, back, left, right. It's like, well, you're clearly cheating. You modded your gamer tag. I don't know if that fixed the game.
Neon purple.
I don't trust you anymore. You have the cheaters who like take advantage of glitches, like the rock glitch, the fuel glitch.
Yeah.
You have cheaters who, like, I have no proof of this, but I've seen a couple of times where people use the wall hack. Where the guy just shoots through the wall. Like, he just nothing but squares on the screen. And he just shoots everywhere and you're dead. Unlimited ammo cheat. Even on the PC, especially, there's a lot of fucking cheaters on the PC version.
Like, I know how it works for the PC, because there has been a phase when I was bored, I used plenty of hacks for, like, games like Counter-Strike. Because it was one of those things where I couldn't...
Because you can.
Not only that, it's like, I couldn't afford to buy more games, and all I had was Counter-Strike, but I wasn't really into it anymore.
Yeah.
So then it's like for shits and giggles, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, knowing how it works, and, like, I learned, like, I had, like, auto-aim on, right? And then I'm walking, and then, out of nowhere, my guy is targeting people. So it's, like, clearly obvious that I'm targeting people, and I'm not doing anything, and people spot it. So it's like, when you see through their view, and they're watching you and following you, it's like, how do you even know I'm on the other side of that wall?
Well, remember when you were playing the other day? The guy was looking front, and all of a sudden he turns to his left and shoots
you? Yeah, like, I'm sneaking by, and I forgot what I had. I think it was Ninja Pro, where you can't hear footsteps either. There's no way he would have known. It's like, maybe by fluke, or quick, he was just happened to be turning around. But it's like, I don't know, he just makes a sharp turn and starts shooting me, and it's like, okay. Could have happened. Maybe it's possible you knew I was coming, even though it's not likely.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's not as obvious as, like, cheating, but it's more of those where you watch it, and then you just see him like, shoot through all the walls, and they're following you, and they're hitting you every shot, and it's like, what the hell?
Yeah. I hear you. And finally, the last one.
Special number one.
Accessories. This I have to agree with. People who buy, like, accessories for their systems...
I was actually going to buy...
Wait, are fucked up. Go on.
What?
I said I wasn't done the sentence.
Okay, what would you like to finish?
I just did. People who buy accessories for the systems are fucked up.
I was actually going to buy, because it's difficult to play on the Xbox using the controller. It's not something I like. That's why I try to avoid playing first-person shooter. That's why I never got into Halo. I was actually going to buy... I always thought you just hook up a keyboard and a mouse.
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure you said people do that,
right?
It's
something called, like, X-Fire or something like that. But it's, like, it's so much money, and it's, like, really, it's never worth it.
And people invest a lot of money into it.
They do, and it's, like... If I could hook up my mouse and keyboard, shit, I'd be playing on the Xbox with it, and I would be probably number one. Yeah. I'm really good, like, on PC, but not on the Xbox. And then it's like, I look into it, see if it's possible, and they're like, you need this converter, adapter, it's like $90. And it's like the low-grade one. And they're like, it doesn't work with most mouse and keyboard. And like, there's this one, it's like, okay, it's just an adapter. And it's like, you need this kind of keyboard, and it's not a full keyboard like this one you look at.
Yeah.
It's only like a certain amount of keys that you would use. And then, but I'm not gonna lie, it looks really nice. It's like off the table, and it's like kind of like your hands levitating on a bunch of keys. Yeah, keyboard's formed where your fingers. I'm like, that's kind of cool. If someone gave it to me, I'd be like, that's kind of cool. I don't need it, but that's cool. And it's like, you know, your mouse can only be this type of mouse, and blah blah blah. And it's like, I did the like total. It's like $180 for all that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When people buy that, they're purposely buying it for.
Well, to not necessarily, I don't know if you're going to say, like, cheating or hacking, more
no,
just...
I was going to say for the game.
Yeah, they're buying it so they could improve the playing experience. It's not so bad if that applies to every game, where it's like, okay, I really like these games, it's not on the PC, but I'm used to playing PC. Okay, maybe. Like, that. Like, if it was $30, like, maybe I'll buy it.
Yeah.
I probably would buy it, because it's like, it's something that, one, it will make my gaming experience a lot fun, and it's like, I would know how to play, like, better on the Xbox, but at the same time, that much money, like, screw it.
Why don't people even buy turbo controllers, because, like, you press one button and it's like a turbo shot? Like,
I had one for the PS2, or PS1, actually, a turbo controller.
With the turbo button in the middle, right?
I accidentally pressed that shit and I couldn't turn it off.
Oh, I remember Metal Gear Solid, they mentioned, like, if you have a turbo controller, this won't get you out.
Pressing the circle button. Yeah. I've actually beaten that.
Me too, with the spoon.
With my bare hands.
Ooh, you're a fucking genius.
Man,
I agree. I know people, like, use accessories and they use a lot of stuff to, like, cheat. Even some of our ads on Paranormal.com have some ads for, like, the thumb grip. Whatever it is. And just stupid accessories and
that
stuff.
Only happens to me in on the Wii. When I was playing Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah.
The nunchuck, like, I guess I was just moving. You know how the world just spins and,
I know,
like,
and you're like,
you're slowly slipping, and I would use my lip to kind of hold it.
I do the same
adjusted
thing, don't worry.
But it's not the end of the world. Only because, like, it's Super Mario Galaxy 2. You're, like, instead of walking forward, back, whatever, you're upside down. It's like, it just happens, right? So I can understand, but you would have to be, like, I wouldn't even say a hardcore gamer. Just, like, I would just say you're serious.
Yeah. Like, it's like, wow, you're really serious.
Like,
really
a hardcore
serious.
Gamer is someone who really plays, like, a bunch of games. At least my experience, right? Someone who plays a one game extremely well or goes, like, to extreme lengths to get better, it's like, you're just serious.
Yeah, so, I mean, people who buy accessories, if you, like, go out to, like, accessorize your Xbox more than it should have been, like, what do you have? Controller, headphones, Xbox. Boom! Done!
Yeah.
If you buy a better set of headphones for, like, $150...
Sometimes I thought of buying better headset, but not at that much.
But yeah, but
sometimes because sometimes I'm talking to you and I'm pressing down on the crummy
Xbox.
No, I get
that,
just
but
so
I mean,
I can hear you. But it's like
I play the game only to talk to you anyway.
Exactly.
So half the
so
time I don't
yeah.
care what you're saying.
So it's like, okay, am I really going to pay $80 for that?
No.
If it was at Walmart for like $15.99 for like a really good one, sure. But it's like same thing with the keyboard attachments stuff like that. If I could use any regular keyboard or any regular mouse and the adapter was like $20, sure, I'd get it. I'd give it a shot. Doesn't work out, boohoo, return it back to Walmart.
And here's the thing. People who, like he says here, then you spend hundreds on rapid-fire controllers. Like, isn't the point of the game to have fun? And then you're buying games or you're buying a controller, you're always going to win?
You might as well just buy... I got nothing.
All right, fair enough. I got to piss because this fucking green tea is making me want to pee. Up next... Well, I mean, sorry, that was our top 10...
special top 10 by a contributor.
By a contributor, Weasel. If you have any problem with this top 10, leave a comment, and I'm pretty sure he'll respond because he's a dick that way.
Yeah.
yeah, so... And we do accept,
visas and credit card and debits.
No, we do accept top 10s, and we do accept articles from whoever's out there who wants to, you know, contribute. Feel free. If it's good, if it's funny, I'll take it. If it's shit, if it's like three words, I won't take it.
Doesn't have to be legit.
I kind of had a problem
best.
With this one too because it was like half of them, like number four, is just like a one sentence, and I'm not a big fan. I like paragraphs,
but I look at this and it's not bad. Like he does go into a bit of it throughout. Like if he went a bit more,
yeah,
that'd be fine. But I still think overall this top 10 is fine. I think that
and it's fun.
probably should have been renamed something else that we discussed right in the beginning. But it's like, you know what? This is first one. You can only learn from your mistakes, and it gets better and better and. There you go.
Yeah, so you can check that out on paranoids.com.
Up
next, we're going to be talking about birthdays. It's not going to be long because it's just birthdays. Nothing special.
No happens once a year.
I got to go pee.
Got nothing.
Oh, hey, we're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're checking out Missed Connections on Craigslist. I'm not on it. Neither are you.
Two hot guys on podcast.
Two hot nerds.
I hear you guys on the radio.
Or on iTunes or on the website.
You could technically play iTunes on the radio.
You can if you had an iPod or you hook up to your radio and your antenna.
There you go. That's us.
So, all right. There you go. All right. So we're going to talk about birthdays. On Monday was your birthday. Yesterday. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Hold on. I'm going to sing a song for you. Happy birthday.
Mr. President.
Mr. President. I'm going to actually sing this song. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
All right, so...
Yours is coming up in like 2 months.
Mine's coming up in... Who?
Yours is coming up in like 2 months.
Mine. Mine's coming up in 2 months.
Couple of months.
Mine's coming up in November, dude.
Okay, so... But that's like not that far.
Yeah, it is 3 months. Oh, hey, so right, bad. Sorry. Okay. I imagine we're still like in June. Shit, my bad. Yeah, it's coming up. Man, it's still a long time.
Yeah.
You're 23 now. How do you feel?
Old.
All right, cool. I'm 22. I feel young and dandy, like sour candy.
Can I have some of that candy?
You got a gift for birthdays because you get gifts.
Yes.
What was the awesome gift I got you?
You got me the vibrator that I've always wanted.
That's right, with my face on the end of it.
That smile, that precious smile.
It's beautiful, man.
You got me the Superman collection.
I did get you the Superman collection. I was looking for that fucking gift for a long time.
A friend of mine was actually saying, I think it was Superman 2, when they were making it, they actually filmed two types of movies.
Yeah, one on Blu-ray.
No, they actually filmed two different versions.
Yeah, that one's on Blu-ray. I'm not joking.
Oh,
they re-released on Blu-ray.
They re-released, but it's not the same movie. It's like totally different.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I guess you know.
Because
It was like how one of them and then directing, and he was working on two films. One was supposed to be like part two, and then the other was supposed to be part three, but then something happened. He got canned, so the other guy took over and finished one and did the other different.
Yeah, they released on Blu-ray.
So you're serious?
I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
I wonder which one I've watched.
I don't know. I never got into Superman movies, but anyways. When I was buying your gift, I was at HMV downtown, and there's this guy.
This is where you're 2 feet behind me.
I felt so bad. Well, this was before you got there. I felt so bad for this guy. This is like this big comic book nerd kind of guy.
Who?
He looked like a comic book guy. And he was like picking up like DVD covers and shit. he picked up like the Star Trek Blu-ray cover, and he Star Trek Blu-ray cover, and he's like, why would you do a director's cut and then cut it and then re-release it on Blu-ray? This is stupid. And then pick up another movie? Yeah, Twilight. More like Gaylight. And then put it away and then grab another movie and be like, huh, why would you even want Lady Gaga? Like,
does he once in a while look around to make sure that his comments are being heard by people?
That's what he was doing though, because he started, because I was looking for your movie. So yeah. The minute I got next to him, he said, well, no, he was talking by himself, but he was talking loudly. And then I picked up Wizard of Oz, and I'm like, holy shit, Wizard of Oz on Blu-ray, this must look fantastic. I'm clearly being sarcastic.
Yeah.
So I put it back, and then the guy picked it up, and he said, he wasn't talking directly at me, but he was talking at
me.
These
kind of people don't make social, like,
he was
interactions.
Awkward, yeah.
So he was talking to you,
but
just not
directly,
to
yeah. So he picked it up, and he's like, yeah, Wizard of Oz, we should smoke up and watch this movie. I was like, okay, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go away now.
Where's my rape whistle?
But anyways, yeah, so birthdays, yeah, I like birthdays because you get gifts, and you got a game from your girlfriend.
I got Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Yay!
We had an interview with Chris
Segura. Yes, we did. He spoke about how much he wanted. So now you have it.
Now I have it.
Yay!
Can't wait to play it.
Which, does that mean now I have to get it?
No. Unless I brag and take photos of
that's
my
what
phone.
That's what we did with Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. Two?
Well,
Kevin, get Left 4 Dead 2. It's like $39 at Walmart.
I thought you were saying it, get it as well.
Right? That explains a lot.
Get Left 4 Dead 2.
I'm like, it's so cool, and this and that. It's like, okay, I got it 4 years later. It's like, no, you don't. It's like, I do. I have Left 4 Dead as well.
I have it, don't I? It's not my fault you weren't clear with what you wanted. Yeah, I love birthdays, because you get gifts and shit. And sometimes you get gifts you don't even want.
The Superman collection. Firefly. I'm kidding. And speaking of the guy who gave you Firefly, he got me a Superman t-shirt.
He did get you a Superman t-shirt.
I don't know if I'll ever wear it, but
you
I might just
fucking
ignore
it. Wear that shit,
I don't
man.
Know. Like,
it's
I
very
always,
blue, though.
I always see those guys on the street, and I'm always like, loser. Then it's like, I wish I had one.
And then
it's like, can
it?
I wear it?
Can you pull it off?
Like, yeah. I always see some guy always wearing this Triforce shirt. Dear guy, wear a Triforce shirt down.
Craigslist.
It's like, I always see it, and I'm like, that's a cool shirt. But it's like, can I wear it? Or would people be like, why you, like, would the gangsters be
yeah.
like, yo,
oh, cracker,
cracker, you ain't Superman, dodge this.
That was a good one.
And then I'm at the funeral home. But this time, I'm not in the casket.
I was always able to wear, like, the Spider-Man, the symbiote Spider-Man, the black Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because I pull off black shirts. I can't pull off white shirts because you can see my nipples and my chest hair, right?
And there's sweat stains.
No, not only that. Yeah, that too. But, I mean, whenever I wear a white shirt, it always looks like it's dirty. But it's not. It's just my nipples and chest hair.
I know. I have
so people
to
are like, your shirt looks dirty. I'm like, no, man. I have black chest hair. My hair is blonde. You figure it out. I'm a freak. But that's why I don't wear white, right? I wear any other color, and then you see sweat stains, and just, it's disgusting.
I had huge sweat stains today. It wasn't funny.
When I went jogging today, I had sweat stains.
I was like, I'm just standing here. It was a hot day today in Toronto.
It was like 40 degrees.
The news said felt like 39.
The news could go
that's fucking something. Hot.
Yeah, it is really hot. Yeah, like Brown Bear, for example, he has a Super Mario t-shirt, Bullet Bill.
Yeah.
And he has a Donkey Kong t-shirt.
And I see him wear the Bullet Bill. I'm like, that's a nice shirt.
Yeah.
But can I ever wear
can
that?
I do it. I couldn't do it. I can't wear t-shirts of games. Even though I have a video game website and I talk about video games all the time, I can't wear t-shirts of games. My ringtone is Super Mario. Even then, I feel kind of weird about it. It's only because I'm too lazy to change it.
I think we should just get out of our comfort zone and just wear it.
Well, see, I could wear, like... again, I wear a black Spider-Man t-shirt, but I won't wear, like, a blue and Spider-Man. I won't wear a Simpsons t-shirt. I can't. I feel weird doing it.
Yeah.
I went to a clothing store and I had a...
It just doesn't seem like a proper outfit.
Yeah, it's like, well, this is really fucking nerdy. Like, I can't... Like, I saw...
As cool as much as you want and love it, it's just not
it's
right.
Like those shirts that say that the Nintendo cartridge says, blow me.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to... I can't pull that off.
There was one that I saw, and I actually bought it, and I never wore it once. It was like, it was at Blue Note, and it was like to-do list, and it was like a big white piece of paper, and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like Pamela Anderson, all these names. And I wanted to write in, like, you know, eggs, buy milk, go to karate class. Like, I wanted to write my own things in with marker.
Yeah.
I've got
pretty
it.
Pretty fucking nerdy, dude.
I brought it home. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, not only is this not appropriate for work, to-do list, Pamela Anderson, and it's like, I just can't see myself. So it's just at home. I use it as toilet paper.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah, I know what you mean. I can't.
That's on my to-do list. Buy toilet paper.
I Brown Bear could pull it off, but I can't. So, yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
I think I'm just going to bite the bullet bill and just wear the Superman
shirt. I think it's because we are nerds. Like, people know us because we play video games. So when we wear it, they're like, oh, really, dude? You're going to wear that?
Yeah, you're going that. You're going
to
be that
guy. It's like getting laid all the time and wearing a shirt saying, I fucking rule.
Just wearing a giant condom wrapper as a t-shirt.
Yeah, it's like, really, dude? Really?
Like, really? Come
on. Like, Brown Bear, he's like, he's not really, well, he's brown. So it's kind of, you know.
He is a bear.
He is a bear. I guess it is weird seeing a bear wear a t-shirt. Yeah. What? This is weird. Anyways, yeah, so birthdays. I like getting free shit. Yeah. I like getting free games.
Well, is it really free?
Yes.
Because the following year, you have to do it for the same person.
Well, you got me the Freddy thing. That's why I had to get you something this year.
I only got it because I was like, yeah, I'm like, I wanted to get you the Beetlejuice one. But then there was like two Beetlejuice. And I'm like, which one did he point at? Like, so long ago.
I'm glad you got
me
Freddy.
Like, and then it's like, okay, forget Beetlejuice. Freddy or the guy from Saw? Okay, I know Kevin likes the Saw movies. But this guy looks boring.
Yeah, I'm glad you got me Freddy. Now, what do you like about birthdays?
I don't know, just hanging out with all my friends. That's it.
Exactly.
Like I was saying, you guys don't have to get me anything. And people are like, what do you want? It's like, I just want you guys there. I'm not making a reservation for 12 and none of you show up.
I didn't want to be there because I don't like you. Yeah. But I will get you a gift. The weird thing is, I had, like, we, last night we were out to, like, 12:30 or something like that. And we had all-you-can-eat Korean grill house. If you're in Toronto, eat that fucking shit up. That shit is great, man. It's like $20 all-you-can-eat.
It's great.
And that's the weird thing, though, because whenever I go out, we usually go to, like, a club or a bar, and I usually drink myself stupid, right? And I didn't drink at all yesterday, so which is pretty weird.
I just think that, I don't know, the next day we had work. I know you didn't.
Fuck my life.
But it's like, you know, a lot of us had work, and it's like a lot of us.
And yesterday was a holiday too, which is why we're doing the podcast today.
And then it's like, you know, there was like some people was like, not that they can't afford. Not pointing at you, but a few people in the group. It's like,
as you point at me.
It's like
not that they can't afford.
No, but it's like when we all went for ice cream, some people couldn't. It's not that you can't afford, but it's like it's one of those things where you don't want to spend more than you have to, type of thing.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like. So it's like, that's why we didn't go out to drink and stuff like that. I think all the marinade got us all drunk anyways from all that beef.
What I like about birthdays is that whenever, if I have it at my house or if I have it at someone else's house, it's like, I want to play games. Oh, we don't want to play games. Fuck you guys. It's my birthday. We're going to play Call of Duty right now or GoldenEye.
We did that on your brother's wife's birthday.
Yeah.
We were playing Dead Rising and I'm like, I want this game.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It was, it's fun. I love
all the girls were all like, we're playing Super Street Fighter.
I don't think I'm going to get to that stage. Like, Brown Bear, when it's his birthday, he doesn't give a shit. But for me, it's like, fuck you. It's a day for me. Everyone love me now. I want everything. I don't ask for presents, but...
Give me presents.
Give me presents. Oh, screensaver. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. I just like birthdays. And your birthday was yesterday, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank
if you guys want to send Rui a happy birthday, because apparently people really like you on our search results.
Please do.
People
Please.
Really look you up a lot. Although they should be looking up Kevin, not Rooster. But anyways, jerks. I still love you guys.
We love you all.
All right. So, you know, okay, birthdays. Good, happy birthday. Just want to say that.
Year's coming up, and we'll talk about your birthday.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm also going to go to school in September, so it's going to be kind of tough finding time for podcasts and stuff. We'll figure something out.
I'll buy you a school for your birthday.
Anyways, what's on the pipeline coming out? Last week we had nothing, so thank God. Thank God Weasel wrote the top 10. But I am going to be working on a new article. It's going to be another salute to. We haven't done that in a while.
No.
A salute to.
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 Something. You'll find out when it's written out.
Aw.
Aw. But it should be out this week. And that's pretty much all I have.
That's pretty much all we got.
It's, I don't know. Nothing's happening right now. Give me
for, time. For, you know, a week that there wasn't much going on, we really stretched this one.
Man, we sure did.
That dream segment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me. If you have dreams or stuff you want to talk about in dreams, send us an email at kevin@paranerds.com or paranerds@paranerds.com. And I will read your dreams. Because I like reading fucked up dreams, man. Especially if they're scary and fucked up. Send me those ones.
Yours is fucked up.
I don't want your dream about, like, so I had a dream issue with fucking, like, my mom. It's like, no, dude. Well, go on.
That's fine. Yeah. Continue.
Well, I don't want dreams of people, like, saying that they fucked up and whatever. And also send your jokes.
How they beat babies.
We have three jokes. Three.
We had three?
Three jokes. Still waiting for more.
People actually email?
People email.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, people listen. I'm telling you. A salute to something. Oh, no. Yeah. A salute to something's coming up this week.
Yeah.
And send us your dreams. Send us your jokes. And that's about it, I believe. Follow us on Twitter. Subscribe to us on iTunes.
Come on, that's not much to ask.
What? Oh, okay. So whatever I just said, do all those things. If you have anything to bitch about, complain about, send an email.
If you do, send an email saying how we bitch and complain a lot.
Yeah, and also leave comments. I like comments. Do you like comments?
Once in a while.
I like comments. No, I always like comments. Comments make me happy. Cause no, I don't get angry. I get happy because
I get angry for you.
No, I like comments. Leave comments. Say how much we suck. Say how much you love us. Because people were commenting on our intro last time. People were actually saying they like the old intro, which is why we're back to the old intro.
But does that mean they want to keep the old intro?
Yes.
Let us know.
Let us know by leaving a comment in the section below. Anyways, hey, I'm Kevin from ParentNerds.com.
And I'm Tired Rooster.
From ParentNerds.com. That's right.
We're from the same place.
We are from the same place. We live together, sleep together, breathe together, eat together.
It's kind of hard sometimes.
I love being hard. And we'll see you guys next week? Yeah, possibly?
I don't think we've ever seen these guys.
Oh, yeah, we haven't. I don't think they've ever even seen us.
They've seen you in Salute the Game Boy.
In my underwear, as a kid.
Pedophile.
Yeah.
To yourself.
Uh-huh. Anyways, whatever. We'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.